how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, what's up, folks? Welcome to another edition of Football Theory. I'm Lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers, of course, joined by the coach, former high school football coach at Burnett, Capel, Brownwood, Belton, Rotan, also a college football player at Abilene Christian, coached there in multiple stints as well, also was on the staff at the University of Texas for multiple years under different regimes. He is the coach, Bob Shipley, and if you want to find out what he's doing these days, boom, we represent, baby. All right, ShipleyRanches.com, baby, go check it out. You can't get a hat until you buy a ranch, but We're trying to get a little bit of a loophole there, Coach, so you can get some of this merchandise potentially if you don't just buy a Shipley wrench, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're kind of working on a on Texas store, so if we can get some Shipley caps in there, that'll take a heck of a lot of pressure off of me. I still owe people hats from coffee and football in a month ago. I hadn't got their caps out to them, so.
I'm not a lot, contest. Coach. I did not think people would be this jealous or envious of me. But I got to tell you, when I go out in the Shipley Ranches hat, people hit me up. They're like, hey, what is that? Is that the? And they say, is that the Shipley? And I'm like, yeah, man, that's the Shipley. And we ain't talking about Shipley's donuts around here, baby.
No. The Shipley. You know, we ain't talking about Coach Shipley. We're talking about the Longhorn Shipley.
Hey, that's you too. What are you talking about? Well, that's Coach Shipley too, man. That's a family legacy around here, Coach. Hey, we got pride in that Shipley brand, baby. That Shipley family name.
Well, you're kind. They were studs on the field, and they're studs in their ranch sales too. I'm just kind of tagging along, you know.
Hey, you got to take credit for that, Coach. You raised them. You got to take some credit for that. That's how it goes.
Their mama did a good job.
Hey, that's why we like Coach O, but he's straight class. All right, so we're doing a two-part show here, right? This is the second part of a two-part installation of Football Theory. Last week, we tried to examine what went wrong in the red zone for Texas. It's one of the big mysteries from the 2023 football season for Texas. If they won a great red zone team, it's one of the few things where Texas actually did not achieve high levels in was red zone offense. They were 90th in the country in overall red zone points scored, and they were 120th in the country in touchdown percentage red zone. So, Coach, he's got the big football brain. I got a small football brain. We're going to try to combine our knowledge, all right, and try to see if we can figure out, at least offer some solutions, some suggestions as to what could help Sark and the Texas football team get better in red zone. One thing we also noticed, Coach, was the trend, a troubling trend. In 2021, Texas was a top five red zone offense, fourth in red zone scoring, third in touchdown percentage in the red zone 2022. They dropped to 65th in touchdown percentage in the red zone and 19th overall. So still a top 20 red zone offense in 2022. But in 2023, we saw them fall, drop off a cliff. All right. 120th in touchdown percentage in the red zone, as I mentioned, and 90th overall in red zone offense. So a troubling trend, and you know Sark. Sark is a very determined human being, a very determined coach. He's determined to fix that in the offseason. So I know he's going down the rabbit hole. I know that he's doing some deep dive research about how he can fix the Texas red zone issues. So I'm going to try to psychoanalyze Sark and see if I can guess some of the things that Sark may implement to boost Texas red zone efforts in 2024. All right, so Coach, I went in, broke down, and we talked about this. We believe it's a multifactorial issue. If it was just one thing, then it'd be easier to solve this problem, right? To remedy this issue. It's not just one thing, right? It's a multitude of things. Quarterback, yeah. O-line, it's a lot of different things. This is why Sark really couldn't figure it out. So we're going to come at it from kind of a multi-pronged, a multi-pronged mentality as well. So what I did, Coach, I broke down. I went and looked at yards per play, success rate. Success rate is getting at least 50% of the yards needed for a first down. On the first down, on second down, is getting at least 70% of the yards needed for a first down. And on third and fourth down, it's getting 100% of the yards needed for a first down. So I looked at success rate, I looked at yards per play, and I looked at conversion rate. All right, it's just like getting, you know, converting into a first down or converting into a touchdown in the red zone. So those are my three main elements I looked at. And I took out basically the top 10 plays based on those parameters. And essentially what I found is in the red zone, there were two run plays that were disproportionately more successful than others. And there were three straight up pass plays, but five RPO concepts that seemed to have more success in the red zone for Texas last year than others. And Sark always talks about his offense being an RPO-based passing game. And if you look at, like I said, the most successful plays Texas had last year, Maybe one of the suggestions should be to run more RPOs because it seems to be, based on my research here, very shallow research, just looking at those three criteria, that RPOs seem to work better for Sark in the red zone. Now, I know that can be tough when the field is condensed and restricted like that. But what are your thoughts about the RPO and why for Sark, maybe in the red zone, it's been more successful than some of the other concepts they've decided to use?
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Well, I think, first of all, when you get in the red zone, you know, as we talked about before, Rod, and you mentioned this as a defensive player, you have the advantage. You have an advantage because you have shortened the field. Yep. And so I think the RPO adds some deception, a little bit of choice that the offense has because you know, like I said, the defense can kind of pin the ears back and come because I know you're not going to beat them deep because you're in the red zone. There is no deep. Mm-hmm. So now you've got to throw in something to make the defense hesitate, make them guess, try to take advantage because your windows are so much tighter down there in the red zone. So if you can get a guy to hesitate a little bit while he's watching a fake handoff with the mm-hmm. ball in the belly, then you can get it. But I want to go back. I want to go back and say this.
Okay.
I don't know that we know the answers. I mean, there's guys
that
make $10 million a year. He can figure it out. But I do know this, and I want people to understand this from a coach's standpoint. To me, there's more than three, but there's really kind of three things that can influence the play caller in a game. One is just a script. You know, we know Sark loves scripts. You can even script in the red zone. Okay? So forget your gut feeling. Forget the emotions caught up in the moment. Who's got a hot hand? You stay with your script.
Okay.
Because you've studied it all summer.
Yeah.
I mean, in your off time, you've had a lot of people looking at it. So there's that aspect of it. Stick with the script. The other aspect of it is go with your gut. That's the opposite. Go with your gut. So what I'm saying is I got a DB over there that maybe he's limping. Maybe he's showing some bad body language.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you got guys arguing defensively, whatever. And you go more with your gut, or you go, hey, man, these guys haven't been able to cover X the whole game. All right. My gut, my script says this, but I got to go to my guy here or whatever, you know? And so those are the two different aspects. But to me, and I was never an elite play caller. I had an offensive coordinator that was an elite play caller named Jeff Merkitt, one of the best I've ever been around. But there's one thing about my success as a coach. When we made long runs, the most I contributed was having a son on the field. The other thing that was a common denominator was Jeff Merkitt was my offensive coordinator all those years. We made deep runs. So I contributed a son. He contributed the brains to the deal. But really, I kind of fall in the middle there. You know, I kind of fall with, but then there's the third aspect of it is, okay, I'm going to look and see, we're going to go to the line of scrimmage and we're going to do a dummy call. We're going to do a look back to the sideline. I want to see what front they're in. I want to see with a little bit of motion, do a little bit of motion, stop, everybody look sideline, see if we can figure out what they're in, and then call the play based on what we think they're in. And you know as well as I do, it's an educated guess at best because defenses have gotten really good at disguising coverages, at jumping their fronts the last minute, at maybe showing a dog blitz coming, but then the backer's back. I mean, you know, it's a cat and mouse game. It's a chess match. But I think, to me, it's a combination of all those things. You know, go with your gut. You got scripted, but it's going to be scripted against what this front is and what this coverage is. Mm-hmm. So I always like to do a look back, do a little motion, do a little something, get them to show their hand, then look back sideline, and then we decide we're going to change the play, we're going to stay with it. Maybe we don't have anything called.
Mm-hmm. You want to see them.
Nothing called.
Yeah.
In fact, it was just a dummy. Well, I would give a dummy signal. He would holler out something. Everybody would holler out like, we got to play, get under center.
Yeah.
Do a little motion. And then they look over. There never was a play call. Now we can get the play in. So those are the different things. I just wanted everybody to understand. Those are the things that a play caller is looking at. You know, it could be any one of those. It could be all of them put together. You know, but those are the things that kind of go into it. So it's not as easy as, hey, man, call the right play. My wife used to say, Jordan's mom and Jackson's mom used to say, I would say, man, Jordan, he scores on the – every time I've run this play, he's like, man, big player score. She goes, well, why don't you run it every play? It doesn't work that way. I mean, you know, it doesn't work that way. So it's a little bit more difficult than maybe fans. But if you're watching Football Theory, you are more than a football fan. You get into the nuts and bolts of the game. I'm sure most everybody watching this understands there's a lot that goes into it. And I'm not sure exactly what Sark hangs his hat on. Does he hang his hat on the script? Does he hang the hat on his gut? Does he hang his hat on what his best guess the defense is going to be? Mm-hmm. Does he hang his hat on getting the ball to his biggest, best playmakers when it's a crunch of the game in the red zone? And then you add in the psychological, emotional effects of the fact that sometimes we're too tight. We're too tense when we're calling plays, when the game's on the line, it's in the red zone. You got to stay loose. You got to not let the pressure get to you and not try to press too much.
Yeah.
You know, to you know, to make it happen. And I think maybe we've been guilty of that a little bit, pressing a little bit too hard, you know, and that, you know, we're not as successful as we've been in the past. And that's an obvious concern.
Coach, that's a great point. There's a lot of meat on that bone that I want to break down here, because I thought you did a really good job of kind of breaking down the conflicts that a play caller has to deal with. And yeah, it could be players over plays. It could be going with the gut, as you talked about, sticking with the script. That's more about your research and what you've done with your opponent, or kind of a show and tell approach. Like, hey, let's get them to show us what they want to do in the red zone. And that way we have a counter ready to go. But I love what you said about deception, because I think that's what the RPO, I think there's got to be more deception infused in Sark's red zone offense. And I think you brought it up. You talked about motion too. That's how I know we're on the right track here. When I looked at Sark's 10 most successful plays in the red zone, misdirection seems to be prevalent in 6 out of the 10. Misdirection of some kind. Whether you're talking about split flows, or whether you're talking about pre-snap motions and shifts, whether you're talking about ultimately a flood concept or a half boot, half roll by the quarterback. It seems to be the red zone offense, because like you're saying, everything happens so much quicker. If I can get that defender to take one false step, or for his eyes to be occupied for a half a second longer than it should be on his keys, then I can win. There's also I was looking at some of the plays. There's a delayed release that's been one of the more popular plays down there, which is also deception-based, kind of what you're talking about. Yeah. I think that's more of what Texas should get into, the misdirection, pre-snap motion, deception in the red zone. And I talked about this earlier in one of our football theories, but Sark probably should use more pre-snap motion, not just in the red zone, but period overall. If you look at pre-snap motion in the NFL, and Sark talks about how he looks to some of the guys in the NFL, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, as some of his inspirations offensively, you go look at their motion rate, Coach, pre-snap motion rate. Hell, Miami's at 82% of their plays. They have pre-snap motions or shifts. San Fran's at 75%. The Rams, Sean McVay's at 70%. The Chiefs are one of the best offenses in the league. They're at 64%. Another Max Shanahan coaching tree disciple, Matt LaFleur with the Green Bay Packers, he's at 64%. Sark's at 55%.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Sean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Sark's relatively low. He's also being the average, actually, if you look at it from NFL perspective. I think Sark should use more pre-snap motions and shifts, because ultimately, Coach, and you know if I'm off about this, most of the time, the play action, the direction of the play action, is oftentimes going away from the pre-snap motion of Sark. Yeah. You know, it's kind of built-in, natural, organic misdirection to get the eyes of the defender looking one way, or get the flow of the defense going one way, action of the offense going the other. And I think you got to get more of that, because you're right, in the red zone, Coach, that one false step I take, you know that whip route Xavier Worthy used to run? Yep. You know what I'm talking about. You can see it. That whip route he runs, both for those who know what a whip route is, essentially you go in like you run the slant, and then you, boom, You sit it down and then you break it back out, opening your hips, and it basically kind of turns into an out cut. But you want to get that defender going one way and then you want to get going the other. That, I don't know if they've missed on that route, actually, run that route in the red zone. It's been so money. I think that's kind of a microcosm of what Texas needs to do more of. More pre-snap motions and shifts to get the defense going one way and get their eyes occupied or get a false step. And then in the red zone, everything is exacerbated. Everything is magnified, as well as the mistakes of the defense.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think that whip route you're talking about was always one of my favorite. Jackson ran that as well.
Yes.
It takes somebody with quick feet and that is explosive out of their cuts. I mean, you got to plant your foot and change directions. And then once you change direction, it's got to be an explosive. You got to get a little bit of separation from him. Mm-hmm. We were playing the semifinals against Carthage in 2010, I guess it was. They were on their way to win the third straight championship. And we were on the goal line trying to win the game. And we ran a whip route. And they called Jackson for offensive pass interference. They said,
Got that little elbow.
Yeah, kind of got a left push off as he was coming back out of it. You know? and then the guy tripped him. But they called it on Jackson. So anyway, but yeah, you got to have somebody that's a great athlete. If you're not explosive mm-hmm. out of your cuts, then you need to find some other way to get the guys a ball on the end zone.
Yep, no doubt about that. Okay, before we move on here, I want to thank our sponsor for Football Theory, the accomplished Austin Realtor, Laura Baker. Laura and the Andy Allen team at Keller Williams can handle all of your real estate needs in the Austin area. Laura is not only a diehard Longhorn fan, but a longtime Austin real estate expert. So if any concerns or any issues in regards to real estate in the Austin area, please give her a call today. 512-784-0505. That's 512-784-0505. Yeah, look, as a DB, I can say right now, hate that whip route because it basically punishes you as a DB for reacting quickly and being aggressive in the red zone. I'm trying to cut off that slant. I'm trying to get in front of that slant. So it punishes me. If that guy can get out of that break quickly, I'm breaking on the slant at an angle to cut it off. And then he punishes me for that because then I'm on the upfield shoulder there and then he breaks it back out. And then I'm way out of position to cover the out route. It's not even close. And you know what? Essentially, this is why I think Sark should use more pre-snap motion because you can run that out of pre-snap motion, which is what is what Andy Reid did to win the Super Bowl, his last two Super Bowls. He called it corn dog, right? They run that guy in motion.
Yeah.
Right? And he doesn't cross the formation, so you can't bump the coverage. You put the defensive back in a bit of purgatory. You don't bump the coverage, but then you run that whip route in and out, and that guy's wide open. They called it corn dog, but you can use it. Sark, you can steal that. Sark actually, he uses a lot of those concepts anyway. And let me just throw this out there about targets to motion, because we just talked about corn dog in the Super Bowl and Andy Reid winning Super Bowls on that play about a player who was in motion prior to the snap. And I brought these numbers up before, but they're mind blowing. This is why Sark needs to use more motion in the red zone and target motion in the red zone. In the last 3 years, when Texas targets a player who was in motion prior to the snap or at the time of the snap, and by the way, the Shipleys would be deadly using this concept, because I can see Jordan and Jackson both right now getting in and out on breaks with a running start. 10 yards per attempt this year, 78% completion percentage, 23% explosive play rate when you're targeting a player that was in motion prior to the snap or at the time of the snap. In 2022, that number was 80% completion percentage, 10 yards per attempt as well, over 23% explosive play rate. 2021, 81% completion percentage, over 8 yards per attempt, and you had a first down touchdown rate of close to 30%. It works most of the time because DBs are way out of position, and you can really discombobulate the defense by targeting motion, whether they're crossing the formation or not. So more of that in the red zone, I think also, Coach, would be good. You talked about it too, with the pre-snap motion. And one other thing I think also, we're talking about, you know, misdirection and pre-snap motion. You know, we haven't talked about really personnel groupings in the red zone, and I've probably been beating this dead horse, but I will say this. I know Sark, Coach, he studies the NFL, and he's been on the record for saying he steals plays from NFL coaches, and his favorite coaching tree is the Shanahan coaching tree, one he followed in Atlanta. Had Sean McVay here to speak at his coaching clinic recently, had Kyle Shanahan to speak at his coaching clinic in the past. I believe he'll have Mike McDaniel in the future, the Miami coach, because he's really obsessed with that coaching tree. The best red zone offense in the NFL last season was actually the San Francisco 49ers. 68% touchdown percentage in the red zone. I mean, 68% of the time they're in the red zone, they scored a touchdown. Miami was number three at 65%. Remember, we talked about Texas being at 120th in the country. They're at 50%. One thing that San Fran and Miami do really well, Coach, they use a lot of two-back sets. Miami uses more pony package with two tailbacks in the backfield, Raheem Mostert and Devin Achane a lot of the times. And sometimes they use a traditional fullback as well. And the 49ers use Kyle Juszczyk, traditional fullback, more of a modern-day fullback. They use him. They use 21 personnel more than anybody in the NFL. So you're talking about something unique to two of the top three best red zone offenses in the NFL are they're from the McShanahan coaching tree. They both use pre-snap motion at a top three rate in the NFL. They both use two back sets at a disproportionately higher rate than everybody else in the NFL. And they also both love RPOs. So a lot of these things are both run the West Coast offense, which Sark runs too. It seems like the only thing that they do in the red zone that Sark really needs to do more of, well, a couple of things, more pre-snap motion, more RPOs we talked about, but also more two-back sets. I know it sounds crazy, Coach, but I remember Nick Saban saying he had to call a timeout 2 years ago because his team didn't know what to do. His defense didn't know what to do when they ran I formation. They were going against a team that ran I formation, and his team didn't know how to line up. And he said the reason that two-back sets work so well is because most teams out there, they don't practice against it. They don't even tell their players how to line up against it, let alone what their coverage responsibilities are or their gap integrity responsibilities are versus two-back sets. I think Sark should run more two-back sets in the red zone and run the pony package, which, by the way, and I keep saying it, but I'll keep beating this drum. Since Sark has been here, no personnel grouping has been more explosive, more efficient, and more effective. Period. Not just in the red zone, everywhere, than the pony package for Texas. Matter of fact, we saw it in the bowl game. And in the bowl game, Texas averaged what? 10 yards per play in the pony package versus Washington. You could argue they could have ran it more. They only ran it 9 times. But they averaged 10 yards per play. Is that something, Coach, that you can see Sark doing more of, more pony package in the red zone? Because I think there's something to it and why it's worked so well at the NFL level. I think it would translate to the college level.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Sean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Yeah, I think so too. What you get into is every package you put in, you've got to rep it. You mm-hmm. have to rep it. I would have coaches that would come bring me, hey coach, we need to do this. We need to put on this play. I said, okay, what are we going to take out? But we don't need to take out anything. Then we can't put it on. We barely have enough time to rep what we have now. Okay, against every possible defense that we could see if we can't check out of it. And so two-back package, I think you would have to have a small package because you don't want to spend a whole lot of time in practice on it. But it does require a lot of time because you're talking about the defense not knowing the offense, you know, those backs, everybody, it doesn't really change for anybody else, but those backs, you know, they have to have the timing of being, you know, in the backfield together. And it's crazy. It's crazy even with motion, you know, and I can't tell you how many times I hold my breath when a guy's going in motion, they snap the shotgun. I'm like, how did that not hit him? I mean, they time it. It's amazing the timing because they rep it and they rep it and they rep it and they rep it. And anyway, I was thinking about this. I do think that's a great idea, Rod. And the facts, the statistics prove your point. I mean, that's obviously you can't argue with the proof of the success they've had in that area. I also wonder sometimes if Sark maybe feels like motion, maybe depending on where they are in the game and what pace they're playing at, if motion slows them down a little bit.
You're right about that, Coach. You're right.
It's all gas, no brakes. Yep. All gas, no brakes. Get up to the line, snap the ball, go. Man, we're good. Defense tired. They ain't going to have time to think. They're not going to have time to analyze. But, you know, you start putting guys in motion, looking back over to the – you know, to the sideline, see what change. That takes a lot of time. That gives the defense a chance to catch their breath. That's true. I wonder maybe if that plays a little bit into his thinking on not having too much motion because he wants to continue from time to time with the fast pace to keep the defense on their heels.
Coach, that's a brilliant point because I've observed that. I had it in my notes, actually. When Texas goes hurry up, anytime they go up tempo, you see less motion. Less rates of motion, period, and fewer snaps with motion. Because you're right, he's trying to get this team up to line of scrimmage and get the ball snaps quick. Because he likes what he sees on defense. Like, I like that. I like what they're running. I like the coverage they're running. Let's go. So you do get less. And by the way, Sark talked about this. You know, if you don't rep it, getting to your point, man, you're such a coach. If you don't rep it, more penalties.
Yeah.
More pre-snap penalties because of all the motions and the shifts before. If you don't necessarily have everybody on the same page, they're not ripping. And that's been an issue for Texas, too. Some of the pre-snap penalties. That's because Texas has a lot going on pre-snap. So I'm with you, Coach. Got to be able to rep that. That's why Coach is here to break down kind of the common sense approach to these football theories we throw out there. It's like, yeah, it's good in theory. What about in practice? Right? In theory, but then there's practice as well. One other thing I want to bring up, Coach, and I'm not sure if Paul Chryst is an analyst for Texas anymore. Now, he was last season. He was like an analyst for them, the former Wisconsin Badgers coach. I think that his influence on Texas in the red zone was actually that jumbo package they used with Byron Murphy and Tavondre Sweat. When he was at Wisconsin, they would use what they call a hippo package. And it was, you know, seven offensive linemen on the field at one time, some of them playing roles as fullbacks and tight ends out there. So he'd have packages with seven offensive linemen on the field, the extra offensive linemen. Now, Texas runs their Big 11, Big 12 package, which is an extra O-lineman on the field. It used to be Andre Carrick. Now it's a Malik Ogbo. But in the red zone, they broke out the jumbo package with Tavondre Sweat and Byron Murphy. I don't know what essentially right now is going on with Paul Chryst, if he's with the staff or not, but they still may use that jumbo package, but instead of two defensive linemen thrown in there, you actually may get two extra offensive linemen, Malik Ogbo, and then someone else, and they can still use that jumbo package. It didn't work as well as Sark would have wanted because he wants to play bully ball with that jumbo package, but you have one of the deepest and the best O-lines in the country. I wouldn't doubt if Sark wanted to kind of maximize that advantage, that size advantage, and by the way, the most experienced returning offensive line in the SEC by using extra offensive linemen when you get down there on the goal line to play some bully ball. So keep that in
mind. Yeah, I love that. I mean, sometimes you get in a situation where it's fourth and short, especially on the goal line. Everybody knows what's coming. Yeah, you could pull it out and try to sneak a delay out somewhere, do a tight end or a back out of the backfield, but everybody pretty much knows what's coming. When you line up those big daddies back there, I mean, I love it. It's just like, you know what's coming. I know what's coming. I got a freight train coming at you. Okay? I may give it to the freight train. I may have the freight train blow open the tracks, or I may sneak that freight train out in the flat. But either way, I got you thinking a lot of things, you know. But the number one goal is to have him go flatten somebody so you can, you know, walk into the end zone. I love that package. I think it's a great package, and it's one that – that Mack Brown used a lot, and even Tom Herman used
it. Yes, he did.
You know, from time to time. So,
yeah. Tom Herman loved to get physical, man, and play bully ball. That's why he loved Bam Bam Sam and that short yardage package. That might have been the best short yardage package in the country at the time with Bam Bam Sam in 2018. Nobody could stop that damn thing. That dude was converting. I think he was converting short yardage, third and short, at like a 60+ percent clip. It was unbelievable. All right, good stuff there, Coach. I'm always a smarter football fan and a football theorist after listening to you. One more time, let's thank our fabulous sponsor, Laura Baker. Football Theory brought to you by Accomplice Austin Realtor Laura Baker and the Andy Allen team at Keller Williams. They can handle all of your real estate needs in the Austin area. Laura is not only a diehard Longhorn fan, but a longtime Austin real estate expert. So please give her a shout today at 512-784-0505. That's 512-784-0505. All right, Coach, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. As always, love the wisdom, love the knowledge. Thank you guys out there for joining us. Thank my man Matthew behind the scenes for making sure everything looks manicured and really cool. And also, thank you to Laura Baker one more time for her sponsorship and support of Football Theory. For All in Texas Football, for Coach Bob Shipley, for Laura Baker, for Matthew, for myself. Until next time, hook 'em horns.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.